Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Neil Smith, and I'm joined, after a long time of not being together, but so excited to be together, with Jay Kranda. Jay, welcome to the podcast.
I know, and it sounds like you're calling in from a bunker. Like, are you still recovering from knowing that the Grizzlies are going to beat the Spurs? Is this like a long, are you hiding?
That is not the case. I am having technical difficulties. I'm in Seattle today in a hotel with bad Wi-Fi, so audio is not great today. Apologize about that. I am excited about the Spurs moving to the second round of the playoffs, which the Lakers have not seen in a long time. So the Lakers are getting a great rest and long off season. So plenty of time to recover, and I think, you know, I don't know. Good luck, Lakers.
You know what? Let's stop stabbing my heart. So dude, you went to a conference, a pretty important conference, a Facebook conference, my friend. What was the name of it? I'm not even cool enough to know the name of it. It's F8?
Jay, you got to learn this. F8. It was so Facebook is now 13 years old, which is kind of crazy to think about. This was the 10th year for F8 at their developers conference. So it was named, you know, kind of F8 based on their original hackathons. They did the 8-hour hackathons back in the day. And I guess they still do. I really don't know. But that's where the name came from. It's primarily for developers. They have started inviting marketers as well, you know, and people that are kind of most optimally using the platform. So it was a pretty big honor, you know, to be chosen to attend. And so, I definitely soaked it up and got there early and stayed late and took in as much as I could while I was there. And I've already even watched some of the replays of the video. So sessions I wasn't able to.
I got a ton of questions, but one thing I was wondering was, how many people were there from the church space? Could you know that at all? Like, I'm just curious as thinking about, obviously, the podcast talking about the church and how we best leverage technology and all these things. How many people did you recognize there that were like, it shows like how much we're thinking about the future? I'm just curious.
Yeah. So none would be my answer. I literally, like, it will tell you who your friend is attending. I didn't have a friend attending. I'd hope to meet up with a couple of people. Honestly, I was even looking for some nonprofit folks, hoping to just kind of learn some of the Facebook for nonprofit stuff that they're developing. And really, you know, the folks I interacted with was executives at MTV, ESPN was there, several folks from Google I interfaced with, a couple of tech startups, Travelocity. Not a startup, but anyway, some interesting companies, but no nonprofits. And so I did, though, talk to a lot of friends in the church space who were watching online. And so there was a lot of attention on the conference, and it was cool to see people paying attention. And it was pretty fascinating. I think Facebook revealed a lot at this year's conference. I don't know how it compares to previous ones, but it was, I felt like I got to, I feel like I can often see into the future, maybe 3 to 5 years. But I felt like being at the conference, I got to see 10 years ahead. It really, like, mind hurt pretty quickly. So it was just a lot of fun. And Chance the Rapper they had an after party the first night. And they, like, had, like, a push message right beforehand, like, by the way, Chance the Rapper is going to be at the after party, so make sure you're there. Whatever.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, so
I didn't know
You did it? You don't know? Oh man, I forget. You live in
my wife was so upset because she's a big fan, and I'm like, I don't listen to music. I just listen to podcasts and audiobooks.
Oh my god!
So I've heard of them.
That shows how, and we know this, Niels, that your wife is the one that's the true innovator. So that is the. This is true. Yeah. No. So, how did you, okay. Anyway, so let's get off topic. Okay. So what are some of the stuff? I know some of these things based off what I saw you posting, and even with Dunham and Company, you did something, you kind of did a recap, you know, obviously, cause you were there with Dunham and Company, but like, what are some of the things that stood out from the conference that were helpful for the church?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things. Yeah, I wish I you know, and we'll probably talk with them over the future weeks, but I'll hit on a couple. You know, I would say as we look 10 years out, what Mark Zuckerberg really hit on was augmented reality. So you and I have talked a lot about virtual reality. We talked a little bit about augmented reality, but Zuckerberg really, and I would say throughout the conference, they talked a lot about augmented reality, and they went deep. You know, to kind of speak to augmented reality, they got very specific of like, this, we're talking about glasses on your face, kind of like what Google tried to do in the past with Google Glass, the glasses on your face where you can basically see through the glasses and then have things that, you know, kind of appear in front of you. So you could be in your room or your house in your living room and you don't need a TV on the wall because you can just say, I want that TV on my wall right now. And it will just appear. And then a video will play on that TV. So they got pretty specific with where they think it's going. And then they got like, you know, they were like, well, how are you going to tell it to put the TV on the wall? So they said, so by the way, we have this building 8 and everybody knows there's a secret building nobody can go into. And they're like, so we're going to tell you what we're working on. And they're literally working on how our brainwaves can communicate. And basically our brainwaves send a signal to these glasses, which are going to tell it what to do. So you could be in a meeting and you say, I don't know who that woman's name is across from me. And then it pops up on your glasses in front of her. Or I'm looking for data about this topic and data will pop up on your glasses in front of you. It's one of those like crazy, bizarre, beyond Minority Report type of thoughts of where this is all going. So obviously then what Facebook is looking at, how do we build community around that? What's the end game? And so that's augmented reality, where it's going. And it was mind blowing a little bit, but then they got very practical and said, augmented reality today is your phone. And augmented reality right now is happening through the camera on the phone. And so you look at what Facebook is doing, copying Snapchat, putting all these filters on pictures and doing different elements with your camera. So the camera is such a key element within augmented reality. So that's where it's beginning. So as we see all these new features coming out with Facebook's camera, at the core of these is introducing augmented reality. And he said, right now it's just fun. It's just silly, goofy, fun stuff. But it's going to become very functional in the future. But this is how we have to introduce it. And in time, developers, you know, all of you in the room are going to help create functions where it becomes very functional. So it was interesting. I would say it was very unclear as to exactly how it will all work, but they dug into the details of, you know, no one get into it now, but basically all they have to do to actually let a camera be able to understand that they're in a room with a chair and with a face and who that face is, and the camera has to be able to capture depth, and there's so many elements and then obviously even the speed and the processing of all of that go into the complexity of augmented reality. But that's where it's going. So to back up then, they said, you know, the present trend that we're seeing is virtual reality. So we think it's going to augmented reality, and it's augmented reality is being introduced through the camera, but the present is virtual reality, and we don't see virtual reality in the future. We see virtual reality in the present, also primarily with the phone, also primarily through 360 videos. They don't see people consuming it as much with the goggles immediately. They see people consuming it through their phone device and then using their finger or doing the tilt on the phone. So they really, you know, I would say one of the biggest trends that I heard was just where they pushed Facebook Live a year ago, they're pushing 360 video now. And I think to affirm that, they gave everyone at the conference a 360 video camera that connects to your phone. And so they're like, we want you creating 360 videos because that's what we see people, you know, like just wanting to consume, just like Facebook Live, you know, people were engaged with that media content. So anyway, those were kind of some of the big trends. I mean, we can talk a little bit more. I want to let you talk, but a lot of stuff about Messenger bots, a lot of stuff about Facebook analytics, a lot of stuff about Facebook Canvas ads. there's just Facebook is developing at such a fast rate. There's so many moving parts, and being there and listening to it, I am sold on, you know, I said in my webinar, Jay, that Facebook won. Not that Facebook is winning. I think Facebook has won social media. I think Snapchat and Pinterest and some others have a place in social media, but Facebook has won. And I'd say Google Plus, they beat Google Plus, they beat Twitter, they beat MySpace. They I think own at the core social media. Now I think there's some niche markets, but Facebook has won the mass, and I don't see them going away, at least in the next decade. And I think they're innovating at such a rate that's going to keep them at the top and keep them growing, and keep them expanding. So I'm on fire for how big Facebook is and the opportunities that I thought I was innovating. And I feel like I feel like I'm way behind. I got to catch up now.
It reminds me of like the famous quote about like sharks, if sharks don't swim forward and they just stay stationary, they die. And it's kind of like with technology, it's just crazy. Like, I feel like if you're at the top of the mountain, like the tendency is to go into like build up your reserves, but it's like they did the complete opposite. They went all in on just, okay, let's keep on spending and figuring out what is around the corner and betting, not just around the corner for six months and 8 months and a year. It's what's going on in 3 years, 10 years. And I was hanging out with a church a couple of days ago, actually in San Antonio, and with one of our friends, mutual friends, TJ Winters. And we were talking about this, and I was saying how, like, when you look at it, it's an interesting idea. When you look at all like the top people, like Amazon and Facebook, what they've done is they don't really take profits. It all goes back into the company. And it's because you have to move, you have to know where is everything going. And it's one of those things with churches. It's that question that I always think about. It's if you're so worried about keeping people, then you get into a mentality that you're not going to be growing. And I was talking with TJ and we've talked about this before, is, you know, Facebook is unashamedly like targeting people that are young and open to change, because they know, you know, it was like the thing that we've talked about this a couple times, that, like, you know, when they introduced the like button, they had a million people say they hated it. A million people said they hated the like button back in the day. And they just they just ignored it. They were like, no. Then if those million, if we listen to those million, it was almost like we die. Like, so even though it was a large target, it was probably everybody over 40. You know what I mean? Like, it was like one of those things. Like, no. We are going to target people because, like, it's kind of that thing. Like, everybody will get older, and our game is to kind of, you know, obviously, you know, we want everybody to enjoy our product, but we're really focusing on what's the future, and that's going after everybody who's coming up. And that's a mentality that I think generally you come out of just hearing what you're talking about, like a church should be thinking about and be open to.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, a lot of the things that I heard, and even some of the tactics like messenger bots, I think there's a lot of churches that are ready to innovate and are going to hear this. Like TJ, our friend, you know, he's a guy that soaks it up and reacts and responds and jumps in. But I still feel like, man, there's so many churches that are like, should I really, I mean, is it really worth the time to jump on Facebook? And it's like, man, we're way past that conversation, and we just need to find new opportunities to start pushing the envelope, and the speed at which we get behind is growing faster and faster. And we might not be doing augmented reality tomorrow, but we do need to be playing with that Facebook camera and being prepared as that does become more mainstream, you know, and as that does become a part of what we're doing. And I'm looking at 360 video now, and I just got a 360 camera just 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And now it was like, holy cow, I can't believe the 360 camera. Now it's like not that weird, you know? More and more people are creating this content. It's it's all moving just so rapidly, and the opportunities for innovation are so great. One of the things that I took away too from the conference today was just that I think a church, I'm going to go on a tangent here, because Brady Shear, our good friend, just launched Nucleus this week, and it's such a cool product, and I love his intentionality behind it. I think there's a great place for it, and I think there's a place where churches need to be diversified. But I'm more convinced than ever that if there's one place a church should be, even a website, it should be Facebook. Mm. That Facebook has the majority of our attention online, and people's attention. I think a church could even function without a website, just having a Facebook page and a Facebook presence. Now, I think you need a website, and I think Nucleus is also a great fit because your page is a very public space. But I think, there's just so much you can do within Facebook. And if there's a place you need to be investing in Facebook, I want to add something else, too. There's so many different things, Jay, that I learned. And I feel like I'm so scattered in my thoughts. But they were going on and on about Facebook groups, and the level of engagement happening within groups is so significant. Video views increased 4 times. Videos that are uploaded to a group rather than a page. They said that a video view is actually 40% of all video views, period, on Facebook are from shares. So I think the bottom line is create videos worth sharing. Don't just post videos. Post videos that people will actually share. And if they're not sharing your videos, rethink your video strategy on Facebook. Lots of long-form video content. So Facebook has now launched TV apps. So Jay, you and I are obviously very knowledgeable or interested in that space. And their bottom line for that is long-form video content.
Yes.
Facebook wants to become more of a platform for long-form video content. We know that's what TV apps are great for. So Facebook is not just going to be a place for short videos either. I think it's going to be social experiences around long-form video content too. Facebook Live is the core for that to happen, and scheduling Facebook Live events. Man, there's just so much, Jay. We're going to talk about it.
I love that idea about have like bare bones starting, like buy a URL for your church and like just forward it to your Facebook page. Like if you got nothing, you know what I mean? It's like, just do that. And it's like, go. And then you could build out. I mean, there's definitely a place about owning your content and the value of directly communicating to people through, email and all these things. You know, that's a robust strategy. But there's no doubt that it's just funny. It's funny how robust and how many things Facebook is in now. And it's just utterly... That was actually one thing I absolutely loved about Nucleus, about thinking about the mobile and how, like, it's thinking about mobile first. And I think that's something so huge that we've been talking about for a while, about, like, even with your website, like, how does the mobile experience look like? And thinking about Facebook, how much of your experience, my interaction with Facebook is so much wrapped around the app and how I interact with it. And how a church just, how do things load? How do things look? And I think if you're a pastor at a church or at various sizes, don't feel overwhelmed it's okay to feel overwhelmed. There's moments where I feel overwhelmed and you're like, where are all these things? The key is thinking about your community, those who are members and those who are not members and live in the area, thinking about what are the things they're doing that I need to be on to target those individuals. And I think if we just are always thinking about who are we trying to target and what are we willing to do to get in front of their eyes, to get their attention, then picking the platforms and the things to do become very easy. But if you don't know who you're targeting, then it becomes very broad. But if you're just thinking about this is who we're going after, then you get to prioritize. Well, maybe we should do Facebook Live, or maybe, if it's somebody who's like over a certain age, or maybe if you want an archive of it, then, don't do Instagram Live right now. Instagram Live is popular for a very specific reason. But if you want to archive it, if you would just get going, you could set up a Facebook page. You can start posting, once a day, and you Facebook Live your services, and you can be on multiple venues just very easily. And then later start building out stuff. But it's always this Think about who you're going after. Think about your values and do you want to be an outreach? And then start picking the platforms. And there's no doubt, you know, figuring out your Facebook presence is for sure the thing we should do first. And we should always be evaluating, are we doing well? Because it's such a huge expression. Any closing thoughts on the conference, Nils?
My closing thoughts are make sure you're prioritizing Facebook. There are so many things to do on Facebook, and I know it can be overwhelming, but it is such a valuable investment. And I think there's so many things, from content to responding to comments, to responding to messages, to advertising. It's worth it. And I think, you know, so many companies are seeing such a great response. I mean, businesses, the election, you know, the last couple of elections have been so determined by the engagement that's happening on Facebook specifically. It's transforming everything around us. We need to be prioritizing it, and then prioritizing to grow in order to innovate on these platforms, because the church at the end of the day should be the most innovative organization on the planet, not the one that's lagging behind. And Facebook, it is not expensive other than our time investment. Now, there's ways we can spend money, but we can be doing this. And I'd say, if you're looking for a place to innovate in 2017, this year, it's 360 video. Get a 360 video camera. You can get one for $200, $250. The Gyroptic or whatever it is that we got at the Facebook conference is $250. Insta360, I think, is $200. They're good devices that you can start creating some really creative, interesting videos on. But just start innovating and trying to push the limits and get creative. Other thing, Messenger is going to become more and more a big deal. Make sure have your messages turned on your page and respond to those messages.
Totally.
It's an incredible front door for your church, and being relational and responsive is so important and valuable. You can build a relationship. You should be building a relationship with people before they even walk in your doors. And Messenger is a great way that people can ask questions. You can drive people to ask questions, even through ads on Messenger, and building that relationship and that connection before they come to your campus or to your church or your online church, it's very valuable. So prioritize that, innovate, push the limits, let's have fun. Let's be the most innovative organization on the planet, and let's crush Facebook together.
Okay, guys. So thanks again for listening. Go to socialmedia.church to learn more about the show and check out past episodes. Also, take a moment and leave a review about our show. That would be very helpful. And if you got any thing that you want to recommend for us to talk about, you can use the hashtag SMCpodcast. And I cannot wait, Nils, to hear about your upcoming Google+ conference that you're attending next week. You're on the forefront of activity. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. See ya.